So in my prayer recently, I've really been focusing on trying to get to know Jesus better. And so it seems that there are two primary means to doing this. One is sitting with Jesus, especially sitting with him in the Blessed Sacrament, but also praying with the Gospels, hearing Jesus speak to others, imagining him in the different gospel stories. So as I do this, I just notice so much how Jesus's way of thinking and acting is so different from the world's way of thinking and acting, and also so different from my way of thinking and acting. Today's gospel is a great example of this. Jesus tells the story of a landowner who goes out to hire workers in the early morning. And then throughout the day, he goes and continues to hire workers for his vineyard. And then at the end of the day, he pays them, and everyone gets the same wage, even though some have worked for 10 hours and some have worked for 1 hour. Everybody gets the same thing. So we might feel a little bit... You might feel like there's an injustice going on there. You might feel like that's unfair. Someone last night said to me after Mass, "Well, Father, if that guy did that every day, people would catch on pretty quickly." So, I mean, first of all, it's important that we see that Jesus is telling this parable about a vineyard, and a vineyard throughout the scriptures is a symbol of God's kingdom. So he's talking about how we enter into his kingdom. One of the ways we can think about this story, or many have thought about this story, is when someone has a conversion at the end of their life, or even on their deathbed. Someone has lived a life far from God, has committed many serious sins, has been a wicked person. Even the most wicked person, the person who's done the worst possible things and been the farthest from God, at the end of that person's life, if he were to repent of that and ask for God's mercy, that mercy would be granted to him. And that person might need more time for purification in purgatory, but ultimately, that person who was wicked throughout their life, yet came to God at the end of their life, would have the same inheritance as the person who is always faithful. They have the same inheritance as the saint. So even there, we might think, gosh, seems a little unjust. But I think this parable tells us so much about God. Because God is not just interested in the responsible people. So the responsible ones are the ones who got up right away in the morning and who went to get hired right away so that they could put in a full day's work. There are responsible people who value hard work. The ones who were hired at 9, seems like they also value work, even though they want to sleep in a little bit. And then these others who are hired at noon and at 3 and even at 5 o'clock, well, the ones who are hired at 5, it seems like they're a little lazy. Doesn't seem like they bothered to get hired until that last time. The landowner, when he sees them, says to them, "Well, why are you standing here idle all day?" And they answer, "Because no one has hired us." Maybe they didn't have the opportunity to be hired, but they could be lying too. They could have rolled out of bed at 3 and made their way to finally get hired at 5 p.m. to do 1 hour of work. But here's what we learn about Jesus and Jesus' Father, our God, is that God wants all of them. He doesn't just want the ones who are responsible. He also wants the ones who are lazy. He wants them all. Why is that? Because ultimately God is a father who loves all of his children equally. So parents can relate to this, as parents might have a responsible child and an irresponsible child, or they might have a child who never got in trouble, and they might have a child who was always in trouble. I was talking last night to a family who's a good example of this. They have four kids, and the older kids have always been very responsible and got good grades in school and now have good jobs and are living independently. And they have a son who has disowned them and just decided to leave their family, that he wants nothing to do with his parents. And he's living a life very far from God right now. It's hard to believe sometimes that the same kids can come from the same parents. But those parents don't just love the ones who are responsible. They also love the ones who don't bother with them anymore, or who seem to be lost. And in fact, parents' hearts probably go out more for the ones who are lost. So this helps us to understand God, that he would not just want the ones who have always said yes, who have always done the right thing, who have never strayed. He also wants the ones who have strayed, and strayed far. This is the point of the parable of the prodigal son from Luke's gospel. The younger son at the beginning of the story tells his dad essentially that he's not willing to wait for him to die. He wants his inheritance now in cash, which for some crazy reason his father gives him, sells off half of his property, gives him his part of the inheritance, and then he goes off and he squanders that, and he comes back. So that son has essentially disowned his father and then wasted everything that his father worked for in his life, and then he comes home and wants to be accepted. And what does the father do? The father runs to him and embraces him. How does the older son, who's always done what he's supposed to do, how does he react? He reacts with anger. He looks at how his father is treating his younger brother, who squandered everything, and says, I think you're treating him better than you've ever even treated me. And I've always been here. What does the father say to him? My son, everything I have is yours. But your brother, he was lost and now he's found. He was dead, but he lives again. Father's heart loves all of his children. It's so good for us to reflect on this, because I think, at least for me, it reveals my own prejudices and biases, how easily judgmental I am of other people, how when I see people who it doesn't look our work look like are living a productive life, I judge them for that. But God sees us as a father and knows us and understands us. He knows that when he looks at me, he knows that I had really good parents and a really good home and a really good upbringing, and that my parents instilled in me a lot of natural virtues. And he knows that this other person who's really struggling in life, the person who's addicted to drugs or alcohol, the person who's chronically unemployed, the person who has very little responsibility or productivity in their life, or who's stuck in serious sin, he knows what that person has been through. Maybe that person didn't have parents who were role models. Maybe that person was abused. Maybe that person hasn't known an adult who loved him unconditionally. So God sees all of this and he knows it. The little bit of virtue that this person has might be a miracle based on how they were raised. And the plenty of natural virtue that I might have because of the way I was raised is way less than I should have because of the opportunities that God gave me. So this is how God sees us. He sees us as his children. He wants each of us. And the more that one of us strays, the more his heart goes out to us, wanting us back. That's why the landowner, of course, symbolizes God. That's why the landowner doesn't stop when he goes out at 6 and at 9, but instead he goes out at noon, he goes out at 3, he goes out at 5. If someone refuses him at 6, he invites him again at 9. If someone refuses him at 9, he invites him again at 12. God is relentless in his pursuit of us. Why? Because he loves us as his children. So thank God. It's very encouraging for me, who myself can struggle so much. It's encouraging for me to know that God loves me unconditionally, no matter how much I struggle, and that the more I struggle, the more he loves me and wants me. Let's ask the Lord today, and this is my prayer, that he'll so transform my heart that I will see as he sees and think as he thinks, that any judgmentalism will be wiped away from me, that I will see everybody as my brother and sister, no matter how hard they work, no matter what the situation of their life is, because that's how God sees them.